Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two of the Friday edition. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. So let's talk about young people. And, well, I've got a few different young person-centric articles. We're going to start with yours, Johnson. Where are we at here? Australia?
Talk about Aussies.
Oh, okay.
Fewer than half of Australia's young people believe in a god, and many people believe that there is little truth in religion, a new study has found. A three-year national study, a joint project between Monash University and the Australian Catholic University and the Christian Research Association, found that many young people followed a secular rather than a religious path. The study, The Spirit of Generation Y, found just 48% of Generation Y, defined as those being born between 1976 and 1990,
really
believed in a god.
So you fell in Generation Y then?
Generation Y now. I thought Generation X ended at 1980.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
interesting.
I guess it depends on who you ask.
The cuspers.
Well, maybe
Generation Y is different in Australia.
Maybe. Maybe Generation Y is different down under. Andrew Singleton from Monash University, a co-author of the study, said that they were surprised by the findings. He says it's well known that there has been a turn away from church attendance and participation in young people, he said, but we thought that there was going to be a move towards alternative spiritualities.
Hmm.
There's still a number turning towards it, but it's not as big as you would have thought. The survey of 1,619 people found 20% did not believe in God, and 32%
wow.
were unsure.
20%, that's one of the largest numbers I've ever heard.
Right.
That's a big number. Did not believe in God. That's an atheist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
32% were agnostic, were unsure.
Wow.
Meanwhile.
Whoa, so 52% do not believe in God or agnostic.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Meanwhile, 31%. I want to go to Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Life's so much
anyway.
Better when people don't believe in God.
Yeah. Australia's
the and come from
nation.
Former prisoners.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I've always wanted to visit there just because the climate's nice.
I agree.
There's a lot of sights to see there. Mm-hmm.
They speak English.
They speak English. Convenient. They have cool accents.
We have our own little.
Almost every Australian I've ever talked to has a great sense of humor.
We have our own penal colony here in the United States. It's not like we have to travel all the way to Australia.
You mean Rhode Island?
No, it was Georgia. I don't know that Rhode Island was a penal colony.
I believe it was originally called Rogues Island, as a matter of fact.
Was it an island then either, was it?
No.
Well, continuing with this, Dr. Singleton said that by comparison, baby boomers now had higher levels of regular churchgoers and believers in a god. Instead, those in Generation Y had more in common with their Generation X counterparts, those born between 1961 and 1975, according to this. He said the trend away from organized religion was likely to continue. We live in a very individualistic society, and I don't see a lot of things challenging that, he said. One of the many predictors of whether we become religious is our parents, and unless there is a massive cultural shift, the trajectory will continue.
Hmm.
These researchers said that many young Australians were humanists, rejecting belief in God for a belief in experience and reason. Anglican Bishop of South Sydney, Robert Forsyth, said that the results were expected. This is the first generation who probably knew nothing about Christ and except those who go to Christian schools. He said, it is sad, but in my view, it is entirely what we expected to have.
Well, I don't necessarily agree that it's sad.
Yeah,
I think it's good news.
I don't necessarily.
And I would like to see the same study done here in the United States to see what sort of responses they would get.
I doubt those numbers are that high. Well, he says,
because you have to, I mean, what they're saying here is that these kids are using reason to look at the world of religion, and they figured out that it's just bunk. In fact, not only have they figured out that Christianity is bunk, but they didn't turn to the spirituality stuff. They just turned away from religion as a whole,
right?
Which I think is good news.
He says this generation was taught to question their belief and to come to their own conclusion about it so that when they choose faith, they're pretty full-on about it. Kisar Trad from the Islamic Friendship Foundation said surveys about spirituality and faith were influenced by current events. When there is a natural disaster, a lot of people question the role of God in human life, which I don't think that's true. I think that's the opposite is, in fact, true.
What, do you think people run towards God or run away from God?
Run towards God, which I think is absolutely irrational.
Both happen.
Yeah.
Because people who believe...
I agree that both happen.
People who believe strongly in God can have their belief shaken by a natural disaster-style event, but they can also have their belief strengthened. There are some people, we saw it after Katrina, where their homes had been destroyed, and they were saying, I thank God that I'm still alive. So it just depends on their perspective.
And it depends on the natural disaster, too. So, well, you know, Katrina can come through, and people are thanking God that they have their family, and that they're alive, and that everybody made it through. Whereas, you know, their dad could die, and then they question God for, you know, God's existence, period, because, you know, this happened,
How could you do this? And then there's Pat Robertson, who says that, well, it's all God. God did this because of the gays.
It's all, pretty much everything's the gays' fault, as far as Pat's concerned.
Well, he continues to say, when there is a war, like in the Middle East, and the tsunami, and the Hurricane Katrina, and acts of terror have taken place, a lot of ordinary people would question the value and importance of religion. Increasing numbers of people are looking for intellectual content in their religion. If they find intellectual flaws in it, obviously they start looking at superstitious and ancient stories rather than being of some divine origin. And, you know, it's funny that they say that about questioning the value and importance of religion. That's why, I don't know, I'm a particular fan of a book called The End of Faith by Sam Harris, because what he specifically does is... I think it's not just about questioning the value and importance of religion, but to question the role and importance of the values of religion in causing conflicts like the war in the Middle East and causing terrorism. Because really, I don't know, I really question whether or not a lot of our this war in the Middle East is religiously based.
Oh, it's certainly, at some point, it certainly is. I mean, we had the...
I mean, it's either about oil... Or it's about fundamentalist Christians versus fundamentalist
Islam.
That's
what it is, because remember the call we got, Mark? It was on a Saturday night. It was from one of our indie callers, and he came on the air, and he just told us straight out that...
we have to fight these Muslims because they're trying to take over the world.
Right, these Muslims are going to come here, and they're gonna kill us in America, and so we need to fight them off. And kill them before they kill us.
But when it comes to sending money to Israel, that guy probably has no problem with it.
Yeah, that's a bit of a conflict.
Real question. That's the real thing that bugs me about this is that we have no problem sending money to the Israeli terrorists.
How is it?
I'm sure I'm going to get email about that.
How is it
about that sentence that I just said? But they're over there killing each other. It's not a one-sided conflict.
Well, how is it that a Christian can justify doing that? How is it that a Christian who's supposed to turn the other cheek, a Christian who is supposed to be understanding, Christ-like, if you will, how is it they can justify sending money to people who are going to commit violence with it? That's not a mission trip.
Well, I think that the Israelis are defending themselves.
I don't.
Well, what do you think's happening with Hezbollah? We got a whole new conversation that's going to occur right now.
Okay. What do I think that's happening with Hezbollah? I think it's religious in nature. I believe that the Islamics and the Jewish and Hebrew are just fighting. They're fighting over land. They're fighting over territories. And
didn't they kidnap?
From everything that I've seen, a lot of the questions that I would really like to ask is. The Israelis are using weapons on a caliber that is entirely different than what Hezbollah is using. Hezbollah is using things like Molotov cocktails, while Israelis are using laser-guided missiles.
No, no. You know? Hezbollah has missiles that they're using. I mean, they're little missiles.
Right.
Rockets. You know, essentially like setting off fireworks, something larger than fireworks.
Yeah.
But they do blow up buildings, small buildings.
Right. I don't presume to know everything about the conflict over there. As I understood it, Israel had captured some of the
Lebanese.
And I don't know. From my understanding...
It's the escalation of violence that we've talked about all along.
Right.
Like, they... kidnapped these terrorists. Those terrorists killed some people in Israel. The people in Israel, it's back and forth.
They're
and back and
wrong.
Forth.
As far as I'm concerned,
if they were dropping rockets on my city, I'd go in and wipe them out.
All I know is I've been watching foreign news that is marked as eyes only and not for consumption by the American public, and it seems to me that the Israelis are just as much terrorists as the Hezbollah people
are. You're absolutely right about that. More is on the way. 800-259-9231. And either way, American money taxpayer money does not belong in this country.
Anywhere over there.
Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Everything on the site is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We go to the phones and to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. Homeless John in Little Rock.
Oh, my.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say one thing. I'm back. Give me an H.
For eight.
An H for Hezbollah.
Oh, okay.
Are you happy with Hezbollah?
Hey, man, I'm all for him.
What, why? What is Hezbollah doing that's so great?
I'm just saying H for Hezbollah.
Okay. So what was on your mind tonight, Homeless John?
H for Homeless John.
Greetings from the Zionist Jewish Puzzle Stronghold. I'm back.
It's good to have you back, sir. It's been a while. When's the last time you called us?
2,000 years ago.
Maybe about 200 days ago. But all right, so what's on your mind, man?
I want to give a shout-out to Chris.
No shout-outs allowed.
No shout-outs.
What else?
I'll shout you down.
All right, see you later. 800-259-9231.
Shout you down, you try to do a shout-out.
That's a shame. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Free Talk.
I think
52% of the people don't believe in God is because the way people who profess they believe in God acts towards each other.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? Like the Islams and the Jews and the Christians.
They're literally doing that. They're axing each other.
It doesn't endear me towards them.
And they all come from, like, they all state, you know, they believe the same God, like from Abraham. I think it goes, the big problem was, you know, Abraham had two sons. First one was Ishmael that Sarah, his wife, said, go ahead, take my slave girl because we've been waiting all this time for a kid. He has a boy, and then Sarah gets a boy, Isaac, and she gets mad at Hagar and kicks Ishmael out. And then there's a big fight for 3,000 years because the father had to listen to the wife. He should have just said, listen, honey, I love you. Don't worry about it. I love my other kid.
I'm a little lost here, Mark.
The story's completely accurate as he's given it. I think it's
irrelevant.
I think it's a silly story, but
accurate. That's what they fight about. That's what they're fighting about.
What are they fighting about?
They're fighting about
fiction. Ishmael became the tribe of the Arabs and everything, you know? Abraham is the common father of.
So this all started over a little family feud. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's all in the Bible, you know. and then you know, out of that comes the Jews. Out of that, the Jews comes the Christians, you know. And meanwhile, all their commandments are saying love one another. You know,
isn't that ironic?
So then we get America that says we have freedom of religion, right? And you could express it, but then this makes me question the constitutionality of Islam. You know, if they're supposed to convert you or make you a slave or then kill you, then I think that's unconstitutional because we have freedom of religion here.
Wait. Well, our constitution doesn't apply to Islamic nations. It doesn't apply anywhere outside of the United States.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but
No, in the United, what he's saying is in the United States, in order for someone to have their religious freedom not trampled upon, they would have to either convert you or kill you here in the United States. And since they can't kill you, well, then they can't have their freedom of religion, can they?
So if we use our freedom of speech in the First Amendment, they get mad at us. But if they use their freedom of speech supporting Hamas or supporting this, that, the other thing, we're supposed to be quiet.
They'll just have to do what the Christians did and write a New Testament for Islam as well, because, I mean, if you read the Old Testament, you were supposed to stone a child to death if they spoke out of line.
Yeah, but the people that want, you know, probably have a deep down desire to know that there is something greater than, you know, like this physical realm. See how people that profess that this God of love, but they're killing each other and cutting each other's heads off and saying we got to nuke them.
How do you feel about, you're pretty much attacking both sides, right?
Yeah,
now.
I am. I think they all need a good slap upside the head and just say, well, you guys don't talk about God. If you're going to be killing each other, don't even bring up the subject because you want to make me puke.
Yeah, did you hear our story last night about, I don't know if it was during your the hour that your station picks up, but there was a story last night about some U.S. troops who raped and murdered a 14-year-old Iraqi girl. You believe that?
Wonder what religion they were.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, see, you don't know what to believe anymore. They got us like the big Abbott and Costello. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. No, he plays outfield. You know, they got it.
I'd love to hear you do that whole skit, Dave. That would just be a laugh riot.
You know, and that's what's going on. They got us. I don't believe nothing. You know, it's how you treat your neighbor. That's what the big message is, man.
And that's what our country
if
needs.
If we love all one another, no evil bastard can make us do harm to one another because we love. That's the main weapon.
I totally
that's
agree with that.
That's the only weapon we have against this.
If only the politicos would understand what you understand, Dave, and that is to honor the choices of your neighbor. You may not agree with what it is that they do over in their country, but if we would just leave them alone.
Right.
Then they would leave us
like
alone.
Like the rainbow. It's like the rainbow.
Love rainbows. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259.
It's beautiful like a rainbow.
Like a pot of gold. And the Lucky Charms.
Fuck me, gonna.
800-259-9231. Continuing with the calls. Mike. What?
I was just going to say, I haven't really gotten used to the whole idea of purple horseshoes and my Lucky Charms. That's
green clovers.
That's the new one. It used to be.
Purple horseshoes.
Purple horseshoes Lucky is new. I pick them all out.
How new is it, though? You still buy Lucky Charms?
Yeah, they're probably 25 years old. Maybe 20, 25 years old.
Have you ever had the frosted Lucky Charms?
I don't know what those are.
Alrighty. Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. We have Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
guys.
What's up?
Man, that's hard to follow. Dave had a lot of beautiful points there.
He's a good guy.
Very beautiful. Like a rainbow.
Yeah.
Like a rainbow.
So what's on your mind, dude?
With the frosted Lucky Charms.
You got frosted Lucky Charms on your mind? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, you know, this is an interesting point that I have to make because it actually is true. And that is, here I sit in America along with you guys, and we live in a pseudo freedom because we know we're losing it, but yet we don't live in a lot of physical harm. We don't have Katyusha rockets falling on us. We don't have Israeli helicopters shooting at us. We live in a relatively non-war zone, unless you live in East LA or someplace like that. But anyways, and here we are judging these Israelis, okay, that when I was over there in 2000, there was a suicide bombing every other day.
When I was there in 98, it was peaceful as it could be.
I'll let you get to a point. Hang on, Mike. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, and you bring up whatever you want. By the way, point of information, it's not pseudo. Pseudo. Pseudo freedom. He said pseudo freedom.
Oh, really?
Pseudo
well, sometimes freedom. You learn words by reading them rather than hearing them.
Making it clear. I make mistakes, too.
It's much to his chargin.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. There's no membership fee, no jumping through hoops. Just go and get them free at freetalklive.com. We return to the phones and to the fun to Mike in Montana back on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling from KGEZ.
You are indeed in KGEZ land.
Yeah,
we can drop their call letters again if you'd like. We love them.
Yeah,
Z600
the Edge. Yeah, they're great.
They are great. In fact, I've heard rumors that they might be expanding Free Talk Live sometime this fall.
Which makes them greater.
Yes, it would.
Ooh. Well, anyways, my point basically was this. For the last 6 years, they've been under constant barrage of terrorism. And they're like World War One guys sitting in the trenches dodging bullets and bombs every day. And, see, we sit over here without that. And so when we judge the decisions that they're making in their conflict, we have to realize they're shell-shocked society.
Mm.
I mean, when I was walking through there, it was really sad. A lot of kids were just so bummed out because they knew they were going to be drafted for the military and they were going to die.
Ugh.
And so many people were, you know, they get back on the buses and they just thought they were going to die.
What's amazing is that there are still people here in America that are clamoring for a return to the draft in this country.
O'Reilly did it yesterday.
Really?
Oh, Bill O'Reilly asked for, claimed for, you know, wanted the draft yesterday, and he dodged it in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, men, they need to do
if we're going to have a draft, it should only be voted on by the people that would be drafted. If we're going to actually do the vote or anything like that. I mean, the fairest thing,
it's not the fairest thing,
but it's a heck of a lot fairer than a bunch of old white people deciding whether or not a bunch of young ethnic people have to be drafted or not.
Exactly.
Well, they would be drafting everyone.
Yeah, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah, you're here, dude.
Yeah, okay, good. So here's another point I want to make. If you follow the money, you know, they always say follow the money.
Sure.
If you follow the money where the United States spends its money, you would be flabbergasted to find out they spent $1.3 trillion in Iraq. They spent $70 billion in Afghanistan. They spend about $10 or $11 billion with Saudi Arabia. United Emirates gets another $4 billion. Egypt gets $10 billion. Jordan gets $11
billion. We talked about foreign
aid. Syria gets $2 billion. And we get $4 billion to Israel. Oh, my gosh, Israel owes us their lives. You know, come on.
We don't need to be giving any of that money to anybody. We need to allow Americans to keep every dollar.
Here's the way I think about it.
I hear it all the time. Israel should do what we say. They're our bitches because we give them $4 billion. But we give the Arabians. We give the Muslims. We give the Persians so much more money than we give the poor little Israelis.
Here's the way I think about it. Here's the way I think about it. I think about it like this. 80% of the government's budget, or 80% plus, goes to military spending. That means that every time that you're taxed over half your salary, just think, 80% of it is getting blown up.
I don't think that's an accurate number. I've got the last year's, or 2003's budgetary numbers, and it's about half goes to military.
That's
it's
more than
a huge
that.
Number.
It's more than that.
The other half goes to George Bush. You know, he got $1 trillion the other day. So.
Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Okay? You know, just people need to just, they need to treat each other. They need to live and let live. You know, treat other people how you want to be treated.
Exactly right.
It's the golden rule.
Speaking of the golden rule, got an email about that from Strawberry Fartsing. He says, I heard you talking about the golden rule. And I just wanted, that's his name, Strawberry Fartsing.
Okay.
And I just wanted to write a short note about it. When people want a phrase to illustrate the idea of fairness, often they'll invoke this one without too much thought about it. If its meaning is taken absolutely, it has a serious practical flaw in it. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Assumes that
sounds like good logic to me.
And it sounds okay. Assumes though that whoever you is sane or has sane and rational and common sense expectations of and desires for interactions with others.
Oh, that's because you're missing the other part of that, the golden rule.
What do you mean?
Well, it's do as you would. It's really do unto others as you would have them do unto you and each other. In other words, it is unless you would will something. A moral absolute. But keep continuing, I'll explain.
He says, for example, a masochist who gets off on pain may have no problem having total strangers walk up to him and squeeze his breast area or kick him in the groin. He may secretly want that to happen. He would have others do that unto him, but he cannot do that unto others. Here's a better example. A lot of men wouldn't mind if attractive women just walked up and kissed them, even if they were total strangers.
That's a pretty good example.
Imagine that kind of a world. Wouldn't that be great? So those men would have others do that unto them with no problem at all. But those men cannot use the golden rule to show how it's okay for them to do that unto attractive women without asking.
Right.
So the golden rule doesn't work in all circumstances in lots of big and small ways. It assumes that everyone wants essentially the same things done unto themselves. They don't.
Right.
He also says that, how about, do unto others as others would have you do unto them. That doesn't work either for the same reason in the opposite way. What if someone would have you serve them dinner every night on a silver platter? Do you have to do it because that's what they would have you do? Here's a better example that happens to me all the time. I sneeze. Someone says, God bless you. I say nothing. The person who said, God bless you, really would have me say thank you to them, and I've been told that it's rude that I don't. I've been told that my manners are atrocious in lots of small ways like this, but I simply will not do unto others certain things that they would have me do unto them. I guess we need another golden rule, or another rule like the platinum rule or something.
It's called the categorical imperative.
What do you mean?
The name of the rule that he's searching for is called the categorical imperative. It was brought up by a philosopher by the name of Immanuel Kant, and it's sort of an extension of the golden rule. Basically, categorical imperativism is the concept that, in other words, you don't do something, for example, the kissing example, because I think it's a good one. you can will someone to, for example, you would want, a man would want to go out and kiss all attractive women, so therefore that's okay.
So
right?
He's willing to have them do it unto him, so therefore he's going to do it to them.
Right.
He's going to kiss them all.
Now, the reason why that doesn't work is because you're not willing that that happens universally. In other words, you're not willing that it's okay for everyone to kiss everyone else all the time. Because, you know, at any given moment, and that's...
That guy wouldn't necessarily want a bunch of men to come up and kiss him.
Right, or perhaps unattractive women.
Right.
Or perhaps the fact that he's not asking, it's unwilling. For example, would he be okay with an unattractive woman coming up and not asking whether or not she can kiss him and just kissing him? If you're not willing to make that a universal standard, then it's not part of the categorical imperative. I mean, do you see how that works?
The categorical imperative, I guess, is best known for its first formulation here, according to Wikipedia. Act only according to that maxim by which you can, at the same time, will that it will become a universal law.
Right. Mm.
I like the golden rule better. A little more memorable.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. But obviously, you know, obviously, this guy's pointing out the flaw with the golden rule.
How about
and the golden rule is
choice?
Easy to point out that flaw because it's not defined enough.
But how about this one? How about honor your neighbor's choice?
Also, it's flawed. It's not enough. But none of these are really ever going to be enough. And yes, that one's probably a little bit more fleshed out, but it's too complicated to be a nursery rhyme memorable, right. you know, counting sheep, or I don't know, trying to come up with one of these, like,
things.
You know, just like one of these little rules, like,
Curtain
you know.
Way.
Well,
along came a spider? What?
Senator Tuffet?
Mm. Our emailer says he has a suggestion. He believes stop, drop, and roll should be the new rule, because it works in every instance.
Okay. Right. I'm sure that's funny at some point.
800-259-
It just confuses me.
9231.
Open mic night.
I don't know. Respect others' personal space, respect others' property, and honor your neighbor's choices. I think those are good rules to learn.
How about, I've got one. I agree that I will never use force for political or social gain. How about that one?
That's a good one. Or I will never use force for any other purpose but self-defense.
Force.
I never initiate force on others.
Yeah, I will not initiate force for political or social gain.
Well, the zoning board in Cromwell, Connecticut, they don't understand that rule. In fact, they use force on 13-year-old Joe Cadu. Why? Was he robbing a liquor store? No. We'll tell you what they did to this poor kid. Coming up. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Only moments remain in the Podcast Awards voting. If you're listening live and you've yet to vote today, head over now to podcastawards.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and then you'll find us at third from the bottom in the political category. We're up against the president himself. We're up against some senator and a few other heavyweight shows. So we definitely need your votes. It's the last remaining moments here. The voting closes at 11:59 Hawaiian time tonight. So you've got a few hours left. Podcastawards.com makes a big difference for us if we win this award again. It'll be 2 years in a row if we won this award again. And it's all up to you. It's all thanks to you. Podcastawards.com. Cromwell, Connecticut from Courant.com. Local worm salesman, beware. As 13-year-old Joe Cadu learned recently, Cromwell can be a hostile environment for those looking to break into nightcrawler vending, particularly...
Yeah, you don't want to open that can of worms.
Particularly if they advertise with a yard sign. A worm business that Joe has operated since he was 10. That means he's been doing it for 3 years of his life. Was shut down 2 weeks ago when Cromwell's Planning and Zoning Commission issued a cease and desist order because the teenager's sign violated local zoning regulations.
I wondered when we'd get the hook in this article.
It's ridiculous, said the middle school student who made $5 to $10 a month selling worms collected from his front yard, where there are plentiful after spring rainstorms. Most of the worms that he sold went to local fishermen, though Joe said one repeat customer dissected the worms with his Boy Scout troop. He kept the worms in a basement drawer filled with bedding and sold them in small blue containers. He says, it's not really like I'm doing anything wrong. And he's right.
He's not doing anything wrong.
But the town's planning commission sees it differently. The sign Joe stuck in his front yard on Washington Road to advertise his business, commission members said, violated local regulations on home businesses.
These bureaucrats make my skin crawl.
What, did he think he was? Did they think he wasn't actually selling worms? I mean, did they think he was trying to pull a bait and switch?
No. Joe's stepfather, you know what? This is a serious issue, you guys. They shut down this kid's business that he'd been running for 3 years.
It's like somebody stuck him with a barb.
Joe's stepfather described the sign as a placard about 18 by 18 inches that read, very simply, Night Crawlers, and listed Joe's phone number. They said, what kind of town am I living in where they're going to put the kibosh on a 13-year-old's worm business? It was just to teach him the values of working and getting paid for it. If more kids were doing something like this at his age, from 10 to 13, that's entrepreneurial spirit right there being cultivated.
You know, selling worms is an adult business. I mean, quite honestly, you can make pretty good money if you have yourself a little worm farm. And
okay.
These things go for anywhere from $3 to $5 for a little thing of worms.
Well, he wasn't making a lot. He was only making $5 to $10 a month. So who knows? He might have been just
$5 to $10 a month?
Yeah, he was maybe just selling them for 25 cents each. I don't know what his rates were. But
as a teen, $5 to $10 a month is nothing.
No, it's certainly not, but it's still a good experience for somebody
Absolutely.
To get out there and start his own business. And
there's something wrong with his marketing plan.
You don't start knowing everything. You learn by trial and error, and
I don't
you learn
know. When
customer
I,
service.
When I was 12, I was going. You know, I had a little business that probably would have been shut down had I been found out. But
what
I was going
doing?
Around to. I grew up working with dogs, working with trained working dogs, and so they would go out to these events. You know, my family would go out to these events that were shepherding stuff. Border Collie is going around, and they would go out, and the dogs would go and herd sheep.
Okay.
Well, I kind of came up with the idea, and I talked to my dad about it. I was like, you know, let's set up. I would like to go out here and make some money off this. There's all these people out here sitting out here for hours just herding these dogs around. Why don't we bring out a barbecue grill? Get a bunch of stuff to make some, you know, burgers, sandwiches, sell some chips and drinks, and, you know, I'll sell this, and we can, you know, do something with the profit. So
Good
I was
idea.
Making probably $100, $200 every event, you know, just selling hamburgers.
Without a license?
Oh!
Yeah.
You need to have a health permit for that, sir.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get caught.
Yep.
Well, anyway, in this case, Commission member Al Diaz said he mentioned the sign during a discussion of illegal business signs in town. He said he told Cromwell's zoning enforcement officer to deal with a problematic worm sign, which was, again, in his own yard. It's not like he took his
worm... He misspelled the name of the worm.
It's not like he took the worm sign and stuck it in a neighbor's yard or in someone else's property.
Or even on the what do they call that? Easement or any of those things.
Diaz apparently, let's see, so it was a problematic worm sign, which he said could hurt the residential character of the Washington Road area.
Because he misspelled the word night.
Diaz said he had seen the sign for years while driving through the area, he said. So it bothered him for years, and finally he brought it up.
Well, maybe that's why he thought it would hurt the character, though. It's just because of the misspelling. He doesn't want people to think that they're dumb. He should just correct the spelling and put the sign back up.
Diaz said, in a residential zone, if you want to put up a business and work out of your home, you really need a special permit. You come before the commission and state your case, and then a decision is made. Chiropractors do that, lawyers do that, doctors do that, and then you're allowed to put up a sign.
Nice.
Could he give any more orders in that statement? You do this, you do that, you come before me, you kneel down, you beg for permission,
yep.
And if we're feeling nice...
On what you can do on your own property.
Yep. Well, it's just more evidence that it's not your property.
Right, it's not your property, it's this guy's. He owns it. He can tell you whether you can put a sign up there. He can tell you whether or not you can sell night crawlers or do chiropractic work or do lawyer work at your house.
But isn't zoning
so
important?
Some work.
Don't we need zoning laws?
I do some work at my house. I do some advertising work at my house. Should I have to get a permit just to do work from work? You know, like bring stuff home? Should I have to get a permit for that, too?
If you're going to put a sign out front, sir.
Oh, it has something to do with the sign.
That's
now.
What this is all about.
Yeah. See, but
this is an ugly
that's
sign.
That's the next step. It's
right.
really the next step.
That's true.
You should be doing work at work. You'll ruin the character of the neighborhood if you do work at home.
If more people could do work at home, less people would have to drive so far. The roads wouldn't be as clogged.
Yes, but we don't want people at home during the day. That ruins the character of the neighborhood.
But as a nightcrawler business whose 13-year-old operator couldn't even buy a full tank of gas for the family car with his summer earnings, like a doctor's office? Or is it just a creepy crawly version of selling lemonade? Town planner Craig Miner says town regulations are vague on businesses such as lemonade and farm stands. In his opinion, the stands are allowed because they're considered customary use of property, just like a backyard barbecue which doesn't require an assembly permit, or a doghouse that doesn't need special approval. But the zoning regulations, he acknowledged, do not explicitly allow Joe's Nightcrawler placard. Mm. Oh, so because the law doesn't allow for
That's
it...
how it happens. You see, that's how it happens. They passed their little rule. They said it would never be enforced in that manner. We'd never make you get a structural permit for your doghouse. We'd never do that. But sure enough, the time comes when some busybody like this jerk here says, "Well, you want to put it? Wait a minute. You know, we don't want little houses falling in on dogs and hurting them. These people need permits.
Got to be constructed to spec.
We're going to have send inspectors out."
You know, it's funny that Free Talk Live is actually tied closer to this than we think. One of the former co-hosts of the show, Pixie, her family owned a bait shack.
Oh.
Owned a bait shack. That's how she was brought up.
They had a permit.
It was an actual business. That's how they made all their money.
You know, Ian and I used to work at a radio station together, and one of my, as you recall, there was a bait shop down the street, and that bait shop, it was a bait shop slash
hamburger stand,
and there was nothing I loved saying better than, "I'm going down to the bait shop and get something to eat."
Yeah.
Because it's just such a weary statement.
There was a good burger.
Go there and grab me a couple of shrimps.
So
throw my mouth.
According to one of the selectmen, he thinks the boy should be allowed to have his nightcrawler stand. He said reason should have stepped in where regulations were vague, saying, quote, "There's the letter of the law, but there's also common sense. This was over the top. Kids selling nightcrawlers and lemonade are part and parcel of life in small-town Connecticut."
Well, this article is a very good example of where the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law is obvious. I have an example of where it's not so obvious.
What do you mean?
Well...
Oh, we're going to have to get to that in hour three. But one more detail. You've got an interesting story about porn and doctored images. But first, just the final detail on this story. Miner said the affected worm salesman can appeal the order to the Zoning Board of Appeals, but Ryle said the $130 fee to appeal is prohibitive for the nightcrawler business, considering young 13-year-old Joe would have to sell over 500 worms just to break even.
Mm.
Can you believe this? This is just amazing.
That's a lot of worms to have to try to break.
That's just to take his case to appeal.
Yeah.
So his business has essentially been shut down. They're preventing him from operating with the sign that brings people to him. I presume they're still allowing him to actually make the sales just without the sign.
Right, if he has repeat customers or something.
Right, but if he wants to appeal this decision, he's got to pay the city $130. This is America? This is freedom? This is sick, is what it is. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is coming up. Doctored pornography. What is that all about? We'll find out. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.